Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is April 10th, 1958, and the title is Lochinvar Jones. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid.
Do you always buy the small loaf of bread because you have a small family? Then here's something you'll be interested in. When you buy butternut bread, you don't have to worry about the size of the loaf, even if your family number's just two or three. Because with butternut, you can bank on fresh, tender slices right down to the end of the loaf. Butternut, you see, is specially baked to be fresh when you buy it and to stay fresh till you eat it. And furthermore, butternut goes faster, too, because it's so extra good. So next time you shop, don't hesitate. Don't grope over those bread shelves. Don't guess, squeeze, or doubt. Just reach for...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Butternut bread in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. See that true-to-life picture of those fresh white slices. And be sure of what you buy before you buy. Buy...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
And now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Lochinvar Jones. The great novelist and poet Sir Walter Scott lived in Scotland during the late 18th and early 19th centuries. However, it was not until the mid-1870s that the bold, dashing figure of the Cisco Kid rode unwittingly into an adventure which almost paralleled Sir Walter Scott's famous poem, Lochinvar. As our story opens, a gang of grim riders spur their lathered mounts toward a high knoll from which they can scour the surrounding countryside.
All right, come to a halt on the top of the hill.
Any trace of Ellen, Ringo?
I don't see hiding her hair or Link. We'll stop here to give the horses a breather, boys.
Well, I still don't savvy why she ran away.
Because of you, dude, you pasty-faced lizard.
Oh, now, Link, it ain't necessary for you and Ringo and all others to treat me that way. After all, we're all kin, and just because I agreed to marry Ellen...
You agreed? We agreed for you to be the one to marry her. And the moment she took a look at you, she hightailed it for the hills.
Oh, now, fellas...
Now, the important thing is to find the gal, get her back to the Netherby Ranch, get her married to dude here in spite of his fancy clothes and his slick hair.
That's right, boys. It's the only way we'll keep control of the ranch, now that Ellen's back from the east and almost 21.
Now remember, shoot your guns in the air to scare if you have to in order to capture, but don't let a bullet hit her.
That's right. If she dies, some jasper named Lochinvar Jones inherits Netherby Ranch.
Only way we can continue to operate is for Ellen to marry me, so I'll own the ranch.
Ah, will you shut up, dude? Everybody knows all about it.
If you get any funny ideas about actually owning the ranch, dude, I'll show you.
Oh, now you know I would never do that, Ringo. Reckon I'm lucky to be chosen the one to marry Ellen. She's a mighty pretty girl.
Hey, Ringo, how in tarnation could a greenhorn gal from the east like Ellen give us the slip?
Well, I can't figure it, Link. Unless she's got someone to help her.
Well, she don't know nobody.
Hey, you don't suppose that boyfriend she mentioned is here and we don't know about it?
If he is, he's slated for a pine coffin. Or for that matter, any rawhider we find helping her, kill him. All right, let's go.
Get up.
To tell you the truth, Cipriano, I do not know if there are any more hills for us to cross. Aquí, most important for Cipriano to know this, Cisco.
Why is it so important?
Oh, because of Cipriano's mule, Ignacio.
What is the matter with Ignacio?
Well, Cisco, Cipriano weighs so much. Every time we go up here, Cipriano got to get off and push the mule.
I guess you have no trouble going downhill.
Oh, well, that wasn't the worst, Cisco.
Well, surely you do not have to push the mule downhill.
Oh, no, Cisco. Because Cipriano weighs so much, Ignacio not can stop once he start running down the hill.
You really have your troubles with your mule, Cipriano.
See, all because Pancho come to Hermosillo and get sick. First with the measles, then with the mumps. Now, chicken pox.
Anyway, Pancho's illnesses has given me a chance to meet quite a few members of Pancho's family. First, Pancho's cousin Porfirio, then Pancho's Uncle Jose, and now, Pancho's Uncle Jose's Uncle Cipriano.
See, Pancho's Uncle Jose's Uncle Cipriano, then me. And my mule, Ignacio. That him.
Santos, there's someone hiding among those rocks. Out of the way. Maybe a dry gulch. Up there, cat.
Go, Ignacio. Go now, go.
Over behind these rocks. Andale.
Andale, Ignacio. Over behind the rocks.
Go there. Ho, ho.
Go, Ignacio. Go now. Whoever behind those rocks not sure of the Cisco.
I wonder why that hombre is hiding.
I got to find out, huh?
See, follow me. Keep low.
You think we able to sneak around behind them without they seeing us?
That is what we are going to try to do.
Quieto. He's better, Cisco. Cipriano not able to run very far.
Un momento. You wait here.
Si, Cisco.
Get up! Get up!
Not so fast! Where do you think you are going?
Get out! Run you down.
Not while I can grab the bridle. Ah, hold on. Ho, ho. Hold on. Ho, ho.
You let go of my horse.
Down off that horse, señorita. There, now. There. There, I've let you go.
I'm not going back to the ranch with you.
Oh, you catch the hombre, Cisco. Only, he's not an hombre, señorita.
Señorita, I have no intention of taking you back to any rancho. I never saw you before just now. Why should
you mean
I want
to... You're not one of the Foresters, Van Wicks, or Musgraves?
Oh, no, no, señorita. He the famous Gran Caballero, the Cisco Kid. And I, the uncle of Pancho's Uncle Jose. I, Uncle Cipriano.
We would like to help you, señorita.
Well, riders coming, Cisco.
Oh, it's them. Listen, you can prove whether you really want to help me. Help me hide from them.
Get the señorita's horse, Cipriano. Come, señorita.
Where are you going?
We left my horse and Cipriano's mule behind these rocks.
Here, Ignacio, Diablo, now.
Now, put your hands over the mule's nostrils, Cipriano, so he cannot bray. I will do the same to the senorita's horse.
What about your horse?
Diablo will be quiet. He's been through this sort of thing before.
Hey, Ringo, Link, maybe she's hidden among them rocks.
I think even that greenhorn gal's got more brains than to hide in a place where we'd be sure to look for her.
Of course she has, Ringo. Only dude here would be dumb enough to hide in a place like this if someone was after him.
Oh, no. Ringo, you make him stop talking that way about me.
Make him yourself, you walleye tin. Hey,
Cipriano.
Stop that sneeze.
Hey, Cipriano, hold the finger under the nose to stop the sneeze.
The mule. He's going to...
Hey, what's that?
Over behind them rocks.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Hold your gunfire now till I ask you a couple of questions.
Go ahead, hombre. Finish that draw. You won't live to learn what happened.
Let him alone, Link. It's not this cowboy's fault that I ran into him and asked him to hide me.
Remember what you said about any rawhider who'd help Ellen Rango?
Shut up, dude. I know what I said and what to do. What's your handle, hombre?
I'm called the Cisco Kid.
Cisco Kid.
They know you, Cisco.
I've never been in this part of the country before, but I see my reputation has preceded me.
I aim to make you live up to that reputation. We'll soon find out how fast the Cisco Kid is with his six-gun.
Link! None of that. We got no fight with Cisco.
I don't know about that.
Simmer down, the rest of you. You lock horns with me.
I'm ready to go back to the ranch with you, Ringo. I don't want any bloodshed.
But, senorita...
Look, cowboy, I know what I'm doing. I'm going back freely of my own will.
Will you? You'll go back to that hombre's rancho?
It's my ranch, Cipriano. I'm Ellen Netherby.
That's right. I'm her uncle, Ringo Forster. Mount up, Ellen.
All right.
I reckon Ellen was playing a little joke on her husband-to-be, Cisco.
That's the bridegroom over there, Dude Fenwick. Well, see you around sometime, maybe, Cisco. Let's go, boys.
Cipriano not sabe his loco Americano senorita, Cisco. First, she
says... That senorita is in trouble, Cipriano.
Well, she says she want to go back to get married.
She only said what she said to keep us from being killed. We are going to help that senorita. Mount up.
Cipriano think maybe we help us to be shot by those hombres. Oh, Santo Lucia, Margarita. Cristo Bell, you give the hee-haw would almost make us dead. Now Cisco going to finish what you start. You hear me, Ignacio?
Everybody in the county's here to witness the wedding, Ringo.
I told you they'd all show up, Link. Lucky thing, we're having it out here in the patio. You can play that wedding march now, Martha.
I will, as soon as the boy pumps up the organ, Mr. Forster.
Hey, you don't think that Ellen might kick up her heels and refuse to go through with the ceremony at the last minute, do you?
According to the will, old Angus appointed me as her guardian, didn't he?
Yeah. Me and the boys are here to back you if anyone questions it.
She'll go through with it. When she's married to Dude, there's nothing else she can do when she finds out why we really want control of the ranch.
Look at that silly ape, Dude. No wonder she don't want to marry him. I should be the bridegroom.
You can't be control, Link, like Dude can. That's why he was chosen.
That kid's starting to pump up the organ. Reckon the ceremony's going to begin.
Hey, why'd they start the music? Ellen ain't come downstairs yet. We shouldn't have held the wedding out here on the patio.
Shut up, dude. Shut up and get back over next to the preacher. The wedding is being held here, and that music is a signal for Ellen to come down. There she is now.
Hey, there's a rider coming in fast. Oh, I knowed something would happen to spoil my wedding.
It's a big hombre dressed in black.
Ho, ho!
Hey, it's a Cisco kid.
The Cisco kid? Oh,
shut up, you yellow belly goat. I'll handle him.
Buenos dias, señores. Señoras y señoritas. I am just in time for Senorita Ellen's wedding, eh, Senor Ringo?
If you've come peaceful like to dance at the wedding, then it's all right, Cisco. But if you've come to make trouble, then I'm declaring war.
Let me make this my war, Ringo. I'm calling you, Cisco. I'm gonna kill you. Draw!
No!
And even if Cisco does succeed in shooting the gun from Link's hand, what chance does he have alone against such odds? In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
The setting is your house at breakfast. The cast, a family of happy, happy folks. Because look, there's a loaf of the new and extra tempting butternut wheat bread right in the middle of the table. And say, there's toast that really makes a breakfast a breakfast. This brand new bread is making a hit at every meal all over town. Just try butternut wheat bread and see if this isn't the finest thing that ever happened to a slice of toast or a big hearty sandwich for Dad's lunch. Yes, sir, try butternut wheat bread right now. Everybody's trying it. Everybody's saying, the smoothest, richest, freshest wheat bread I've ever tasted. And say, here's extra good news. Just like butternut's picture wrapper on white bread, butternut wheat has a picture of quality right on the wrapper, too. Not blue and white like butternut white, but red and white. So look for the only wheat bread in the wrapper that lets you see what you buy before you buy. Butternut wheat bread. In the red and white check gingham picture wrapper. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt.
And now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Lochinvar Jones. Cisco, who is now traveling with Pancho's great-uncle Cipriano, suspects that Ellen Netherby is being forced to marry Dude Fenwick. Ellen's guardian and uncle, Ringo Forster, is forcing this in order to gain control of the Netherby Ranch. As the wedding ceremony is about to commence, Cisco gallops into the courtyard where it is to take place and halts the proceedings. Link Musgrave calls Cisco for a gunfight. Two gunshots ring out. Now.
Oh, my hand.
And I will shoot the gun from the hand of anyone else who tries to draw on me. Savvy?
Just like Lochinvar. Oh, Cisco.
Lochinvar? Did I hear you right, Ellen?
Yes, I said, what I meant was that Cisco acted as a favorite person of mine would have acted.
Hey, Ringo, the Cisco kid must be Lochinvar Jones.
Hey, the Cisco kid must be Lochinvar Jones.
That's what I said, you dummy.
What about it, Cisco? Are you?
The truth of the matter is...
Yes, we might as well tell him the truth of the matter, Cisco. Suppose Cisco is Lochinvar Jones. What about it?
Nothing about it, Ellen. Nothing. No need to try to pull the wool over our eyes anymore, Cisco.
And don't try to deny that you and Ellen are sweet on each other. The only reason she came back to the ranch with us was to save your life.
Oh, now, does that mean there ain't gonna be no wedding?
Keep your yap shut, you lunkhead. There's gonna be a wedding or else. I asked you before, Cisco, whether you came peaceful or not. I want an answer.
Now, listen, Ringo, you just keep
I am sorry what I have to say cannot be said to you alone, Ellen, but your uncle is entitled to an answer. You know, Ringo, an hombre's love for a señorita may swell like the Pecos River during the spring flood, and later ebb like the same stream during the midsummer drought. Since Señorita Ellen has chosen to marry Dude Fenwick, I'm here for only one last dance before the wedding. Señora, would you favor us with a tango, please?
Yeah, what are we standing here for, Ringo?
Oh, I ain't gonna allow it. Ellen's are gonna be my wife.
All right, go ahead, Martha, play a tango.
Señorita?
All right, Lochinvar. Cisco.
Yeah, I don't like it a blasted bit.
Nobody's asking you to like it, Link.
Yeah, well, what about me?
Maybe we ought to be marrying off Ellen to Cisco instead of you, dude.
Everyone here is watching us like a hawk, Cisco.
Now listen carefully, Señorita. I'm going to try to get us out of here. When we dance close to the spot where my horse stands, I will swing you up onto the saddle.
Look, Cisco. Ringo gave orders to have the gate closed. We can't get out of the courtyard.
I see it. The adobe walls are no more than 4 feet. Diablo can jump higher than that.
But what about you?
Now, Señorita, up on the saddle.
Ringo, Link, look at that.
Hold on, Señorita. Up the other half.
Get him down.
Hang on, Señorita. Over the wall we go. Diablo, help him. We made it.
Bueno,
Diablo. Those kids are getting mounted on their fastest horses. They will follow.
And this time they won't hesitate to kill us.
Faster, Diablo, faster. Ha, ha!
Oh, quieto, Ignacio. We're supposed to be hiding. Ay, Rado's coming. Cipriano afraid. Maybe those bandidos. You may quieto, Ignacio, you stubborn mule. How can we hide when you make the noise? Santa Rosalie, it's Cisco and his senorita. Cisco, aquí!
Ho. You found a good hiding place, Cipriano. Did not see you. Let me help you down, senorita Ellen.
Thank you, Cisco.
Keep that mule quiet, Cipriano. Come, senorita.
Hurry, we don't have much time to hide.
What happened at the rancho, senorita?
Silencio. Keep one hand over the mule's nostrils, Cipriano, and the other over your own. Mm-hmm. No sneezing or braying this time.
Here they come. If they find us, we're finished.
All right. Keep your eyes peeled, boys.
Yeah, and your guns loose in the holsters.
Bueno, they pass us and go on.
Oh, how can I thank you, Cisco?
Do not thank me yet. I may have taken you from the frying pan and gotten you into the fire.
How did you know about Lochinvar?
I read the poem also, Señorita Ellen.
Well, if you hadn't caught on and pretended to be my unknown boyfriend,
Who is Lochinvar Jones?
Lochinvar who?
You can take your hand from the mule's nose now, Cipriano.
Oh, si, Cisco. There, Ignacio. Oh, salud, Ignacio. Ay.
Salud, Cipriano.
Ignacio and me, we both got these diseases.
Can we take you to this hombre Lochinvar Jones, Senorita Ellen?
Oh, I'm afraid that's impossible, Cisco.
But why?
Well, you see, he's not really a person.
But Ringo and the others seemed to think I was Lochinvar Jones.
Yes, and I'm glad they did. That's what saved our lives.
What are you both talking about? Cipriano try hard, but Cipriano not can sabi.
I will explain later. What do you mean, Senorita?
Well, for you to understand, I've got to go back to when I was a little girl, Cisco.
Si, Senorita.
Well, my grandfather, Angus Netherby, he owned this ranch. I was raised by him.
Si, Senorita.
Well, he used to read me all the poems of Sir Walter Scott. And my favorite one was Lochinvar.
Lochinvar Jones, no?
No, Lochinvar Jones was an imaginary character that I dreamed up. Grandpa and I used to joke about him, and we'd say that he'd be the hero who would protect me.
I think I begin to understand.
No, not quite. You see, in the will that Grandpa left after he died, he appointed Ringo as my guardian.
Is that your uncle, no?
No, only by marriage. The Forsters, Fenwicks, and Musgraves are all related only by marriage.
If your grandpadre wanted to protect you, why did he leave Ringo as your guardian?
Well, Grandpa didn't completely trust Ringo. He never dreamt Ringo was as vicious as he is. But to protect me from any attempts to steal the ranch from me, my grandfather named Lochinvar Jones as the person to inherit the ranch if anything happened to me.
You say before that Lochinvar Jones not for real, Senorita.
That's why Angus Netherby mentioned him. He thought it would protect me, you see, if all the cousins believed that a stranger would inherit the ranch in the event of my death.
Your grandfather was a smart hombre, Senorita. Why is Ringo so anxious for you to marry the Coyote Dude?
Oh, Ringo controls Dude. Through a marriage, Ringo would control me and the Netherby Ranch.
Why you agree to marry that Dude Maverick, Senorita?
Perhaps the Senorita could not find any other solution, Cipriano. According to the will, Ringo is the legal guardian.
You know, I still can't figure out why Ringo was so anxious to get...
More riders coming. Cipriano got to hold his own nose, Ignacio's nose again.
Only one rider. Unless I am mistaken, it is that poor cat Dude Fenwick.
He's probably trying to catch up to Ringo and Link and the others.
I want to talk to that Maverick. Steady, Diablo.
You're going to rope him, Cisco?
I hope so.
Hey, what in thunder hell?
Good catch, Cisco. You dragged him from the saddle.
Un momento, Dude Fenwick.
Cisco, Kid, and Ellen.
Up on your feet, hombre.
No, Cisco, I never done nothing to you.
Madre mia, this Dude Maverick, a yellow-bellied coyote.
Ellen, don't let Cisco shoot me, please.
I want straight answers to my questions, Dude. Sabe?
Yes, Mom, Cisco. Well, what do you want to know?
Why is Ringo insisting that Senorita Ellen marry you?
So she won't be able to do nothing about it when she learned about the rustled cattle up in Canoba Canyon?
What? You mean Ringo, Link, and the others have been bringing stolen cattle onto the Netherby Ranch?
From all over the territory. But I didn't help them. I'm in the clear. You all know that, don't you?
We will let the law decide that. Cipriano, ride to the town of Laramie and get the sheriff. We'll put these rustlers out of business pronto.
Si, Cisco. Ignacio, go fast to get the sheriff.
Tell him to bring along as many men as he can.
You gotta let me go if Ringo finds out I told you.
When Ringo and the others find out, they will be behind bars.
What are you going to do, Cisco?
Go back to the rancho, wait for those wrestlers, and put them out of business.
Cisco? Cisco?
Si, Senorita Ellen.
Ringo and Link and the others, they're finally returning to the ranch.
They're in for a big surprise when they run into the sheriff and his posse.
I'm sure glad Cipriano got back as soon as he did with the sheriff.
The way those Mavericks are riding, they do not have the slightest idea as to what awaits them.
Look, the sheriff's men are surrounding them.
Took them by complete surprise.
Cisco, it's Ringo and Link. They're headed this way.
And Ringo, let's get him. Ride him down. Kill him.
Come down off that horse, Curtie. You asked for this, Ringo. And I'm glad to oblige.
Look out, Cisco, look out for Lee.
Just try to shoot this knife out of my hand. But
you want I can grab your wrist and twist? Yeah.
Your rawhide vinegar ruin out you.
Do not need a gun. Only my fist to finish what you begun.
Grandpa would have loved you for knocking them both out, Cisco. Oh, what a fight.
This is the last fight they will have for a long time, Senorita. They, together with Dude and the others, will spend a good portion of their lives in the territorial penitentiary.
Quieto, Ignacio. Listen to the poems the senorita read.
I really don't think Ignacio appreciates Sir Walter Scott.
Why do you not take Ignacio to the stable, Cipriano? I am sure he would appreciate a good feed of oats now.
All right, Cipriano, do it. Go, Ignacio, go now.
I'm afraid Ignacio's immortal soul will have to be satisfied with something less than Lochinvar.
I think you can include Cipriano.
You know, I think the poem Lochinvar applies to you more than you realize, Cisco.
Oh, calm now, senorita.
No, I mean it, really. Look, listen. Oh, young Lochinvar has come out of the west.
I did just ride in from Arizona. That is west.
See? Through all the wide border, his steed is the best.
Well, I agree. Diablo is the best horse on the border.
Listen, the last two lines of the poem especially apply. So daring in love and so dauntless in war. Have you e'er heard of gallant like young Lochinvar?
Now, Senorita Ellen, I think that you...
Oh, but this isn't the time to think, Lochinvar. Oh, Cisco.
Oh, Senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Cipriano.
Cipriano like that palm tree. Cipriano trying to make one up.
Bueno, let me hear what your poetry sounds like.
All right, listen. 30 days got September, April, June, and my uncle.
Now, wait a minute. How could your uncle have 30 days?
The judge give it to him, Cisco.
What for and when?
Well, that's Christmas, when my uncle do his Christmas shopping early.
How early did he do his Christmas shopping, Cipriano?
Before the store opened.
Ah, Cipriano!
Oh, Cisco!
Oh! Up the Abu!
Go, Ignacio! Go, Abu!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
And while Cisco and Pancho ride away for another adventure, let's talk about an adventure in good, rich flavor. Have you tried butternut bread yet? Well, fellas and girls, next time you go to the store for Mother, you just try this. On those bread shelves, just pick up any loaf of butternut bread. Notice that picture on the blue and white check gingham wrapper. See how fresh and white and tender those slices look. Well, that's how fresh and white and tender you can expect it to be inside, too. You see, butternut shows you the quality inside from the outside. You can always be sure of the bread you like for tasty sandwiches, for crisp golden toast, for bread and butter at mealtimes. And something else, fellas, butternut bread is mighty good for you. It's enriched with a pack and parcel of quick food energy that you need every day. So join the gang now who sing out for...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Just look for the blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper with the picture of quality right on it.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to OTRWesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.